Watching the foam and liquid flowing freely really makes us think. It makes us think about dreams and besots us into deep thought, making us completely stop what we are doing and delve into the delusions and fantasy of this work of art. The name of this beautiful painting is called Foam Chrome 2 by Gary Pruner. Gary Pruner was born in 1940 in the Midwest and has painted many pieces of abstract art ranging from stunning realist watercolors of flowers and potted plants to images drawn for advertising and magazines. This specific piece of art represents a type of practice called photorealism that was famous in the 1970s, which made paintings look exactly like photographs. This type of practice would allow for artists to paint fantasized images that would never be able to be photographed in the real world and bring those images to life. He made this artwork look exactly like a photograph by making the background out of focus and only making the foam in focus. This abstract design by Gary Pruner represents the sea or a portal that leads to dreams and many opportunities. It gives us the impression of a fantasy world in which the impossible can happen. Every piece of art, including this one, is like a portal, leading us into worlds and space like nothing else can. This oil on canvas can really represent anything the viewer wants it to represent. Like most paintings, Foam Chrome 2 can make people feel different ways. For example, this painting can make us feel calm because of all the cool colors and foams and liquids of the artwork flowing freely. In juxtaposition, this painting can make others feel tense and pain because on the left side of the painting there are some warm colors that are reflecting off the shiny substance. This painting can also make us observe this depiction in different ways. I personally see the shiny substance as water or some sort of liquid. Others may see it as some sort of foil or maybe an undefined type of matter that has never been discovered. To me, this piece of art makes me feel extremely calmed and relaxed. The flowing of this foam gives me the thought of the ability to change into anything you want to be. There really is no correct answer of what this represents. It is completely up to the viewer to decide. While I was in the Spencer Art Museum searching for a piece of art that really spoke to me, I was having some trouble finding that piece of art. I really thought I was going to choose a sculpture because choosing a sculpture felt more apropos to me. Foam Chrome 2 was in the corner of the 20th and 21st Century Gallery and caught my eye immediately. Even though it was not what I had in mind, I really felt like I could connect to this painting. The distinctness from the photorealism of the canvas really made me want to learn more about it. Although this is not a well-known piece of art, what it represents and makes us feel is an indefinite spectrum. Gary Pruner really did a good job bringing different thoughts to different people's minds. Personally, this is one of the greatest pieces of art I've ever seen and really deserves more recognition. This is Ted Shee with another Bulldog Podcast.